This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine officials said Monday their forces had pushed back Russian troops in the northeastern Kharkiv region in a counteroffensive that allowed the Ukrainians to reach the Russian border. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry posted a video showing what it said were troops at the border. A senior U.S. Defense Department official said the Ukrainian troops were within 3 or 4 kilometers of the Russian border. Meanwhile, no progress has been reported as of Monday between negotiators at the United Nations, the International Red Cross, and Russian officials regarding efforts to safely evacuate the remaining fighters and any civilians in the Azovstal steel plant in the port city of Mariupol. The wife of a Ukrainian fighter holed up inside the steel factory in Mariupol tells Sky News she'd like to see her husband and other Ukrainian fighters make it out alive.
Do you think you'll see him again?
Yes, I hope. In my mind, I think that there is no chances, but in my heart, I feel that we can save them.
Russia continued bombarding the plant over the weekend, reporting on Saturday they hit the steel mill with incendiary bombs, capable of reaching temperatures once detonated to at least 2,000 degrees Celsius. The Ukrainian official says it was the first time such weapons have been used in the conflict. The U.S. Defense Department, meanwhile, also reported Russia launched about 6 missiles at an area near the western city of Lviv Monday, striking a training center at the Yevorev, doing only minor damage to the facility. The officials say the missiles were most likely launched from a submarine in the Black Sea. Ukrainian officials said 6 private buildings were destroyed in the missile attack, though those reports were not independently verified. This is VOA News.